Hello, I'm Tabby Hayward. I'm the programme coordinator for the Orwell Youth Prize, and I'm here today with Amelia and Anya, who are two of the past winners of the prize and are now part of our Orwell Youth Fellows programme. They'll tell you a bit more about that in a moment, but the prize is currently open for entries on the theme of home, and we welcome writing in all forms, from stories and poems to articles, essays, scripts and more, and from students in secondary school years 7 to 13 throughout the UK. So now, without further ado, I'm going to hand over to Anya and then Amelia to introduce themselves and to talk a bit about their writing.
Hi, I'm Anya. I won the prize in 2021 with a short screenplay. Now I'm 18, I'm a gap year student, and I'm excited to talk to Amelia about her piece. It's pretty good.
Hi, I'm Amelia. I won the prize in 2023. I'm 14 and I wrote a short story about the Roe versus Wade abolishing in America.
My first question was, apart from your winning piece, which is really good, I was reading it the other day, it's really like moving and quite intense. What would you get everyone in the world to read if you could, and why?
Oh, that's hard. I don't think there's a certain thing I'd get everyone in the world to read. I would certainly encourage people to read more and discover kind of their favourite genre of text to read, because I really don't think we do enough of that. So I think if people read more, they'd probably be better informed, and that would help the world in a lot of ways.
I've mentioned this before in meetings, I really like the novel Push by Sapphire. I read it when I was about 16, and I think it really opened my eyes to kind of diversity of experience. And obviously it's like one quite specific experience. It's about a black girl growing up in an abusive household in New York, and there's a lot of poverty and a lot of hardship, but she kind of finds her voice through writing. But yeah, that really kind of affected me when I was 16, and maybe who I am today. So yeah, I think that was my answer.
So yeah. I read the piece that you've got on the Orwell website, and I thought it was really interesting the way you wrote it like a screenplay, because obviously I've only ever written short stories. I can't do poetry or anything like that. So is that like your writing style for everything, or is it the way you just chose to write that particular piece?
That was actually the first time I'd ever written a screenplay. I remember I kind of watched some YouTube videos and taught myself, and I think it was because I wrote a lot of short stories before that when I was younger, and I often found that I didn't have very good like economy of language. I would kind of write a lot of things just for the sake of them because they sounded nice and like I was good at using nice words. And I felt that a screenplay is a really good exercise in economy of language and like kind of taking it right back to like, what does the audience need to know? So yeah, I kind of enjoyed that. That's how I came to it.
Stripping it back is really hard to accomplish, but I think you did it really well.
Well, because your piece is quite, that's what really struck me about it is, I mean, there was a narrative of sorts, but it was really stripped back to like, quite intense, concentrated pieces of prose, which is really kind of effective in the way that you obviously you have to read the piece or Foundation website, please read the piece. But it's really stripped back and condensed. It's like a little, you know, those little ginger shorts you get? It's like,
yeah.
Like that.
I think so, I was kind of just rambling for a lot of it. And I guess that works out in favor. But it was kind of just a very angry rant, if anything.
Well, often that's the best writing, I think, when you just like open the notes app on my computer and I just start like really angry about something. And then, anyways, what drew you to writing in such an expressive, non-traditional prose form as opposed to more traditional narrative or academic non-fiction that we learn at school?
I think it was just, like I say, a very angry rant, and I kind of think I took the problems, because obviously I wrote about kind of climate change, the impact that parents have on their children, and I kind of just took all the problems in the world and constructed my own little rant about each of them and then kind of sectioned it. I think that's the way I went about it.
Organised ranting.
Yeah.
It worked out really well. It's amazing.
How did you kind of develop, because I listened to your podcast and then I read the piece on the website and I thought it was, you've got a great sense of humour in your writing. So how did you kind of develop that? Or is it just like your internal monologue?
Often I'm quite funny because I'm quite scared, because I'm really scared of people thinking that I'm too pretentious or that I'm taking myself too seriously. Maybe that's to do with being a woman or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So often I feel like I have to laugh at stuff, but also because I think that laughing can be really powerful and like deconstructing, oh, now I sound pretentious, deconstructing like absurdities in everyday life. I think it's really good for that. And because it kind of takes you, kind of, you realize you're laughing and then you kind of get this almost distance from, I don't know, from yourself, where you're like, oh, that is really weird. And then that's where thought begins. I don't know.
I think also laughing is very therapeutic for a lot of people. If you've had a really bad day and you just kind of sit down and do something you find that's actually funny, I think that can help in a lot of ways. So I think you really inspired me maybe to try and write something a bit more humorous rather than just sadness, anger, all the angst kind of thing.
But also, like, don't be afraid to be angsty, I think, because, you know, like, you get the cheer up, love, might never happen, because you get told, don't be angry about this stuff, don't be sad about this stuff, but you can. You definitely can, you should.
Do you see yourself kind of taking on the path of writing in the future, or do you think you'd move to kind of podcast and screenplay genre?
That's literally my exact question. Is it adapted for you? So I think you can see. Can you see this? No. I'm hopefully going to go and study a science degree at university. So I kind of don't, it's not what I plan for my career, but yeah, I'm just trying to kind of write what makes me happy, write what I'm interested in, fill up my like hard drive with just like random like half essays of something that I thought when I got home from work. Screenplays, I'm trying to move away from them a little bit because I think I'm getting back into liking language and kind of I want to learn how to apply the same economy of language to prose again and learn how to write prose again, because I think also prose is more maybe useful in everyday life. But I don't know. I just go with the flow. Maybe.
I think that's really kind of the whole reason people write, because it makes you happy. Like, there are a lot of writers out there who you can tell when they're writing because they want to and when they're writing because they've got a deadline to adhere to and they just have to, you know, crank something out or they won't make money. And I think with those sort of pieces, there's no point doing it if it's not going to be enjoyable or it's not going to make you feel better about your own opinion.
I saw in your little Youth Fellows bio that you said you want to be a journalist.
Yeah.
Is that still the case? If so, have you got like a specific area of journalism in mind?
I'm not sure really, because I did get asked, we had like a mock interview kind of set up at school and they were like, what do you kind of see yourself doing in the future? And I said I wanted to do journalism, and it was an English teacher who was interviewing me, and she said, that's very odd because you wrote fictional narrative but you want to do non-fiction journalism. And I don't think it has to be completely specific that it's non-fiction. Kind of, if you have fictional stories that get a point across and then you can link that in, I think that's kind of something I'd like to have a look at doing. See where writing kind of takes me.
That's a nice little end, I think.
Yeah brilliant, great work guys. Can I just ask you both to say one piece of advice for anyone considering entering the Orwell Youth Prize this year?
Make sure that the subject you write about isn't something you're being forced into writing about, because it's just not going to be the same. Because I remember there were a lot of people who entered it at the same time as me, And I could tell they didn't really care about what they were writing about, whereas I cared about what I was writing about. And I think that's what makes the difference between very monotone piece of writing and a piece of writing where you can tell the person's obviously deeply invested in the subject matter.
My advice is almost like to younger me entering the prize, which sounds so gross, but still, don't be afraid of being pretentious, I think, because people like you can definitely do writing and having opinions, whether that's because you're female or whatever else. And also, I think the people who are pretentious are usually people who are genuine. So if you're genuine and you really care about a thing, you're passionate about a thing, and you really want to write about it, I don't think there's really that much of a risk of being pretentious. Just go for it. Just do it.